Focus. Every great strategy has focus, and a company's strategic profile or value curve should clearly show it. Looking at Southwest's profile, we can see at once that the company emphasizes only three factors: friendly service, speed, and frequent point-to-point departures. By focusing in this way, Southwest has been able to price against car transportation. It doesn't make extra investments in meals, lounges, and seating choices. By contrast, Southwest's traditional competitors invest in all the airline industry's competitive factors, making it much more difficult for them to match Southwest's prices. Investing across the board, these companies let their competitors' moves set their own agendas. Costly business models result. Divergence. When a company's strategy is formed reactively as it tries to keep up with the competition, it loses its uniqueness. Consider the similarities in most airlines' meals and business class lounges. On the strategy canvas, therefore, reactive strategists tend to share the same strategic profile. Indeed, in the case of Southwest, the value curves of the company's competitors are virtually identical and therefore can be summarized on the strategy canvas with a single value curve. In contrast, the value curves of Blue Ocean strategists always stand apart. By applying the four actions of eliminating, reducing, raising, and creating, they differentiate their profiles from the industry's average profile. Southwest, for example, pioneered point-to-point travel between mid-sized cities. Previously, the industry operated through hub-and-spoke systems. Compelling tagline. A good strategy has a clear-cut and compelling tagline. The speed of a plane at the price of a car, whenever you need it. That's the tagline of Southwest Airlines, or at least it could be. What could Southwest's competitors say? Even the most proficient ad agency would have difficulty reducing the conventional offering of lunches, seat choices, lounges, and hub links with standard service, slower speeds, and higher prices into a memorable tagline. A good tagline must not only deliver a clear message, but also advertise an offering truthfully, or else customers will lose trust and interest. In fact, a good way to test the effectiveness and strength of a strategy is to look at whether it contains a strong and authentic tagline. Cirque du Soleil's strategic profile also meets the three criteria that define Blue Ocean strategy: focus, divergence, and a compelling tagline. Cirque du Soleil's strategy canvas allows us to graphically compare its strategic profile with those of its major competitors. The canvas shows clearly the extent of Cirque du Soleil's departure from the conventional logic of the circus. The value curve of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey is the same basic shape as those of smaller regional circuses. The main difference is that regional circuses offer less of each competing factor because of their restricted resources. By contrast, Cirque du Soleil's value curve stands apart. It has new and non-circus factors such as theme, multiple productions, refined watching environment, and artistic music and dance. These factors, entirely new creations for the circus industry, are drawn from the alternative live entertainment industry of theater. In this way, the strategy canvas clearly depicts the traditional factors that affect competition among industry players, as well as new factors that lead to creation of new market space and that shift the strategy canvas of an industry. Yellowtail, Cirque du Soleil, and Southwest Airlines created Blue Oceans in very different business situations and industrial contexts. However, their strategic profiles share the same three characteristics: focus, divergence, and a compelling tagline. These three criteria guide companies in carrying out the process of reconstruction to arrive at a breakthrough in value both for buyers and for themselves. Reading the value curves. The strategy canvas enables companies to see the future in the present. To achieve this, companies must understand how to read value curves. Embedded in the value curves of an industry is a wealth of strategic knowledge on the current status and future of a business. A Blue Ocean Strategy. The first question the value curves answer is whether a business deserves to be a winner. When a company's value curve, or its competitors, meets the three criteria that define a good Blue Ocean strategy—focus, divergence, and a compelling tagline that speaks to the market—